Padmanabhan Subramanian is a farmer from the Nilgiris. He was working in Coimbatore as a marketing consultant when COVID hit. And he chose to return home to the Nilgiris. And in the last 2 years since he's been back, he has been closely involved with the small tea growers in the region. His Facebook series, Knowledge Sharing and Caring, showcases the successes of these farmers and how they have achieved it. Padmanabhan has also been visiting cities in South India to promote Nilgiri teas. So we caught up with him to understand the work he's doing with the small tea growers in this region.
I myself, Padmanabhan, I'm from the Nilgiris, and in the last probably 1.5 years after this COVID started, I'm back in the native. Initially, we just planned to have some activities for this small growers in Nilgiris. So we started with a theme called Knowledge Sharing and Caring. So with this theme, we have almost conducted around 78 virtual meetings, all topics related to agriculture. So we had guests from throughout India and one guest from US also. So we talked on different topics. So we want to have these farmers have an idea about how to go with innovative way of agriculture, how to economically upgrade themselves. So all these things we kept into mind. We talked from the soil up to the harvest level also. This went for not only for tea alone, but for all major crops in Nilgiris. Then we had a small on-field site we went. We took some farmers to different fields, to different research stations across Nilgiris, just to give them an idea and upper hand about their agriculture, what they are doing and what they had left out. All these activities we played. We came across two people who are making specialty teas. And after COVID, they were unable to market them. So we thought, okay, we'll just try out something for them. So we started this specialty tea tasting session. So we conducted one in the month of March in Ooty. Then we further expanded it to one at Bangalore. Then we went for the third one in Coimbatore. So during all these three sessions, we were able to generate around 5 lakh business for these small tea growers who are making these specialty teas. So we had around 3 farmers who benefited out of this. So then what we thought was, let us try and expand on that. Now we have conducted around 4 training sessions for them separately. To one, we went directly to each village and taught them how to make these teas without any machinery, like with low investment. How this teas can be plucked right from plucking, drying in their home itself, then just panning it out and sun drying. So we'll be buying back from them and finding a market for them and sharing their profit with the farmer. Other than this, we also thought that actually initially, if we look at Nilgiris on the whole, there were fruit cultivation taking place in the past. But in recent times, we find that we don't find any fruit trees in the large scale in Nilgiris. For example, if you take for pear, there were almost around 10 loads of pears going from Nilgiris to Bangalore alone. But now hardly you get a bag of fruits available in Nilgiris itself. So due to some reasons, all have vanished, like from pears, plums, oranges. Oranges are very well known in Nilgiris. And one of our guests who came for a meeting, virtual meeting, he told that apples were the origin from Nilgiris, the wild apples. He was a guest from Himachal. He told that it was the apples in Himachal are the modified one from the wild apples of which are found in Nilgiris. So we got in one person from a nursery person from Kashmir. So we got all the saplings from Kashmir now. Around 10,000 saplings we have planted, apple, peaches, pears, all these exotic fruits, throughout Nilgiris, right from Kothagiri to Kinnakurai and Gudlur. We just arranged for that availability of the saplings right from Kashmir to here. So now these are almost a three-year-old plant. So in next, by next 2023, we'll be able to see the yield of these plants. So they've all shown growth now. In another 6 to 8 months, we'll see the harvest of this. If it goes well, then that will be an additional income for the farmer, and that we'll try to expand more. Not only on these fruits, in other fruits like walnut and other things also. We want to have a market. We want to have a help the farmers on marketing their product. So we are right away starting with the specialty tea. That's the main intention, and we'll slowly go with other crops. One of our volunteers, Sudhar Dev and Mahamaga Bellyappan, they both wanted to really show the farmers that organically vegetables can be grown. So we choose one village, that is Thudere village in Nilgiris. We had around 6 to 8 farmers in that village. We just selectively took. We just told them how many, whatever extent of land you have, it's fine. But just give us just 25 cents over there. We call that program itself as 25 cents program only. We gave them the inputs for them. We gave the menus for that, the seeds for that. Then encouraged them to do this cultivation. We gave them stage by stage what to be done at each and every stage. Then after harvest, we collected them, those things also. This is just to prove that organically vegetables can be grown. It was 3 months and we successfully did it. And all the farmers in that region also were happy about it. And they're just practicing that in this last 6 months also.
So one is you're looking at the small farmer and trying to see how they can have a financially viable agriculture business, primarily with tea, but also get into other crops, vegetables and fruit. But you're also looking at how you can bring in organic cultivation to the farming community, right? So there are these twin areas that your focus is on. And third is finding a marketing avenue for all the produce. So why did you choose to work with the small tea growers in the Nilgiris area? I mean, give us some insight into that community, that segment in the Nilgiris, and what have been the challenges and opportunities for the small tea grower segment there?
There are around 65,000 farmers who are registered under the tea board, but there are more than that also. So in the off late, we found that many of them are selling their land. That's a great concern for the Nilgiris. We're looking at the biodiversity and other things, options, no? It's very, really concerning. So we just trying to give them this market space of their products so that they don't sell their lands. That is the main intention. The other thing is that they are, the price what they're receiving for the green leaf of tea is very much, considerably very low. Even today, they are just receiving around 14 rupees, which will not be sufficient for their maintenance of the field also. So that is the scenario which is happening in Nilgiris. We don't want to stick with the old model of the bottle leaf, the auction and other things. We don't want to go take these farmers for dharna and agitation and other things. So we are trying to make something beneficial for them. So we are making them on their own, make their own specialty teas. We are teaching them how to do this, then get back from them, sell for them, get that money into their pocket itself. So this will at least, not only their lifestyle will be sustainable throughout the year, but the economic condition also will, we want to improve that. That is the main intention how we are looking. That's how we have carried out in the last 1 year.
So every month the tea board puts out the price for the green leaf, right? Is that how it works? And the farmers know what they can expect?
Tea board fixes this price based on the auction price, what they have sold in the last 1 month. But some of the factories sell above that. Those farmers who are supplying to that factory will be able to benefit from that. But the major of the factories, they come stick with the T-board prices.
Over the last 1 year, what is the average you've seen? Is it in the 10 to 15 rupees per kilo of green leaf?
Below 15 you can say, above 15.
And what would you think is a minimum price the farmers need to be able to break even? What should that price be?
Rather than if you say break even, the economic condition in the past years, if you have seen, these prices one never would have worked out for them. So we want to create a space where we give them 100 rupees per kg. We are making specialty teas. The green leaf should fetch them 100 rupees. So what after making the teas, what they sell it, it should be more than that only. So that's how we are working. In this present scenario, the cost of all the menus and the plucking for the labor charges and other things, definitely will never come below 20. Every farmer won't have the option of going for mechanization and other things. The menus and if they are going to maintain a good field, then really 15 plus to 20 is what it will require.
But do you think the bushes and the way it's these small farms are cultivated and the kind of plucking that is being done, do you think it has been good for making specialty tea? I mean, is that...
One is that we are just not asking them to just go with the plucking alone. Right from the standard of maintaining the field. So we are training them from the field level, so from the soil level, maintaining the plant level, the plant health level, and from the pruning level, and from the plucking level. All these things we have updated. We are just giving them the training. Right from that only, we are just fixing the base price at 100.
And what are the kinds of teas that are being made? What are the specialty teas that you're seeing come out from there that you're very happy with?
Usually, most of the farmers are more convenient in making this black tea, green tea, oolong tea. But we have one farmer who goes a step ahead and makes yellow tea and aged tea also. So his yellow teas are being blind tested by some international buyers. And they find that it is as equivalent to the teas of the Chinese also, Yuan teas. Okay. Nilgiri teas is not an inferior tea to anything in the world. But in recent times, we find that they are downgrading this Nilgiri teas for some certain reasons. We don't want to go into that. We are just identically trying to highlight these points, how these teas are superior in their flavors and other things.
So knowledge sharing and caring is your society, is it? Or is that an umbrella under which you organize these programs?
Now we have formed it as a trust. So all the service activities and other training aspects will be taking place in there. The society, what we have formed, is the Nilgiri Sustainable Farmers Welfare Association, where all the marketing aspects for the farmers will be taken care of.
And does it run as a sort of a cooperative model, or is it like a society that runs as, you know, with elected members? And
yeah, we just started with few friends of us who are already farmers, and we'll be expanding it as a society in later days.
And has there been any resistance to the changes and what you're saying has to be done?
It's not actually an easy task to get all this to convince the farmer to make them understand what the process is, to get them into the act of plucking those leaves and training them how to make these teas. We have some dedicated volunteers who motivate the farmers. It's a little bit tedious task only, but on the whole, now we have around 10 farmers we have identified who are willing to take up these things, who have already done their trial process, like how from plucking and panning and making these teas. So we have the 10 farmers are already into that. So we're just trying to get them some basic equipments for them also, like these dryers. Since Nevres, there is now the climatic condition is so bad that we don't see any sunlight in the last couple of months. So we are trying to get them some basic machines like these dryers so that they'll be able to dry their products. So they're going to go for a little larger scale where they cannot do hand rolling. We are just trying to get them the rollers also so that their quality can be maintained throughout the year. So we have identified around 10 farmers so far, and we are just planning to expand on them. Probably we'll be having very soon one unit where we make all these specialty teas. So that will give them a clear idea how to take further in that. So if that goes well, then we'll have at least one unit in all the villages.
What's the average size of their land or farm on which they are cultivating the tea?
Basically, they are just below 5 acres only, not above that.
And if you're doing specialty tea, how much are they able to, how much green leaf are they able to produce, or how much tea, will they be able to
make? Probably a farmer can produce up to 5 kg per month.
5 kgs of made tea or green
tea? Yeah, made tea.
And if it's specialty, then you can expect, but you already, decent prices, right? But you've also talked about a couple of farmers who have been able to make white tea and other specialty tea as well, who have been able to sort of sustain a financially sustained work.
Mr. Morgan from Ooty, he's a farmer who got, he has an extent of 10 acres of land. He produces around 20 kgs of white tea. For example, the present market in Nilgiri, in Kunur, if you take, he sells around 5,000 rupees to that local agent. But the local agent, he sells that same tea for 10,000 rupees. So we want to break that barrier. So he's also come forward to help other farmers who are making teas. They can use his dryers to dry them also. So he's able to dry about, he's got the solar dryer, so he's able to dry about all those white teas in around 38 hours. But if we take for the rest of the farmers, they need around 4 days to complete that process.
Where is the tea made? Do the farmers themselves make the tea? Do they have any facility to make the tea? Or is there like a central factory or something like that? A micro factory or something like that where they come? How is the connection between the farmer and the factory currently?
Yeah, currently the scenario is that there are three categories. One is the corporate factory. The other one is the bottle factory. The other one is the cooperative factory run by the government. So based on the areas where the farmer is, they're able to connect to these factories and the corporate factories, they have their own estates. So they don't take the small growers' teas. Their land, their teas are sufficient. In case of any shortage only, they go with the small growers. The bottle leaf factory and the government and cooperative factories only take these teas from the small growers.
How would you like to see that change? Would you like the the society itself to have its own factory, or would you like farmers to have micro factories where they can then choose what kind of teas they themselves would want to make?
Yeah, change is that everybody can make tea, but the problem is that to find the market for them is that it'll be a challenging part. So as a small grower, he'll never have the time to go and run and market his product to different cities, and he will never be able to take care of his field. So as a society, if they're able to form together, we can produce that, and the society will help them in selling, then that will be a better idea.
How hard has it been to find a consistent market for these teas? I mean, what have you tried so far? What has worked? What has not worked? How have those efforts been?
Probably the tea tasting session was a highlight over there. So that we were able to sell those teas. But after that, due to this climatic condition, we found that they could not make those teas because they were all sun-dried. So that's how we have planned to go with some dryers as an option. So we'll be kick-starting those in this coming few months only. So the 10 interested farmers will get them all the equipment. So such we'll find a strategy so that their manufacturing will be done evenly throughout the month. And we will be having a considerable amount of teas with us. So that from then only we can be able to track the market for those teas.
And this market, are you looking at South India itself? Or are you looking at all of India or outside India also?
Yeah, these specialty teas, we have only the niche type of people will go for that. That's why we specifically conducted this tea tasting sessions. Mm. But the problem is that we have to give an awareness to the consumer also on what they're drinking, how a tea should be consumed also. Specialty teas, what our farmers make, you don't need a milk nor a sugar. You just need to brew it and drink that. These teas can go up to 4 brews. 2 grams of tea is sufficient for the whole day for 1%. Each brew will give you a different flavor. And not only that, the flavors is important. It is the antioxidant content which is present in there.
And how does the rest of the industry, particularly within the Nilgiris, view of what you're doing?
There are some corporate factories who help us also. They have a few managers who meet them. Who have come for our training session also, who have talked about organic tea cultivation. There are a few who help us. There are a few who do not turn to us. There are a few who do not respond to us also. So it's a mixed bag. We cannot blame them. We cannot something. So we are just finding our own way to go about it. There are one corporate factory that is the Chamraj Group, the general manager. Every now and then, if you have a doubt or small doubt also, you call it from or we just go visit his factory. He comes and helps forward. Probably now we just need more trainings for the farmers to make these teas. So we'll be going on with each village in throughout Nilgiris. Then after making those teas, we just need another space where we find a market for them. So that will be a challenging aspect for us. There are one or two micro factories over here whose product only goes to abroad. They are able to do good business also. Their teas almost fetches around 8,000-9,000 per kg. But even if that is not possible also, we are just we'll try and have a good market for these teas also.
I mean, you said you came back to the Nilgiris during COVID. What were you doing before that? And how has this return been?
Yeah, I work for different companies in Coimbatore in marketing and administration part. So I had to leave my job during the COVID time. So I had to return back to my native. That's how it's all started. So being visiting the field, wanted to find some extra space with the local leaf agent and local tea manufacturer. Could not get a good, better price. So what was the alternative is that we make our own teas. That's how I started. Okay, why don't we spread it throughout, get at least somebody to act on that, and that's how we moved. So we are able to connect almost like 200 farmers now throughout Nilgiris. So we'll be trying to and expanding to other sources.
So do you also grow tea? Do you also?
Yeah, I have a small plantation, about 5 acres, and I grow tea.
Now, of the 10 farmers whose teas are you're working with, have they all gone completely organic, or or do they see the value of the 25-cent experiment?
Most of them are organic, but what is the problem with the small growers in Nilgiris is that they have plots of land. It's not in one stretch they have all this land. So this they have one plot over here, the other plot in different side. So the certification problem takes place. So we don't say we are organic, we just say we are chemical free.
But why is it important for you to say, you know, because you know, you say knowledge sharing is caring. I mean, for you, sharing these stories and, you know, you're not hiding the prices that farmers are getting or, you know, what you're able to pay. You're not. Why is this transparency an important part of this, the communication and the work that you're doing?
We have made it as sharing and caring. We are just not only sharing the knowledge, we're not stopping with that. We're going one step further, directly into the field, making them to see that it is done properly. So that caring part comes over there. Unless we market our product, we'll never get our price for that. So for that, we need to find an alternative way of things taking place. Nothing will change for this Nilgiris people. We have mobilized a team for that. And all our volunteers who are working in other places, some are aggressive farmers, progressive farmers. So all have coped up together now. We keep they keep updating every day. It also motivates me. We don't sit back. There may be hiccups with other things where we are not able to, but doesn't stop us. We are just going forward. We'll be setting up a factory in 1 or 2 months initially. So that will be for one person, one farmer. So he'll be working with the cluster of farmers over there. So the area around that he'll be covering. So we'll be going in in-depth training over there, in-depth farm cultivation, plucking standards and other things. So then the process comes into act. If we are then the once the manufacturing is done, the other regions of Nilgiris will be able to come and see what really is happening in that cluster. So that's how we are trying to promote this type of activities. So once we have one setup, so this all, we're just looking for the sponsors, no? Even though it's 15, 20 lakhs also, we are looking for the sponsors only. If we are able to get that all intact, you know, then every village, almost 300 villages. So 300 villages, if we're able to get this type of things, then the production also will goes up. So once we go to the market, we'll have a sustainable number of teas with us to talk about these teas. So if you see, the other thing is that if you're not definitely going for any machinery and asking them to cultivate, then the numbers is drastically low as of now. So if you go and talk as a for in a marketing, what is the quantity we are going to give? It will be realistically, if you see, around 10 kg, 20 kgs. That will be fine for this niche customers. But on day-to-day, if you're going on to other places, that will be really less. So once these things come and the production starts place and the number of farmers increase their production, that will be the advantages for us as a society over there. So we have all now all the 100 and plus farmers are now like-minded what we are now. So that's how we are able to gather this group. But that we have broken. So that barrier, so now they're keep calling not only me, the other farmers in the group also. They're able to interact now, friendly, happily about the cultivation, other things. So that is what we have achieved in other things. Which is more important for a farmer. So unless he doesn't share his views or things, nothing will happen. So once you see, knowledge has to be gained every time. It's not that I know that something and I cannot stick with that.
Yeah.
Even I'm still learning. Every day I'm learning. It's a process for me also. So it's a learning process.